Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Redding Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? It's July, and Black Bear Diner is celebrating red, white, and blue all month. Start your morning with two sweet cream pancakes topped with fresh sliced strawberries, our house-made blueberry topping, and whipped cream. Or finish off your favorite Black Bear Diner meal with our California cheesecake, drizzled with blueberry and strawberry toppings, plus whipped cream. Come visit us at the diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding, or order at blackbeardiner.com for takeout and delivery.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Very often we write down a sentence too early, then another too late. What we have to do is to write it down at the proper time. Otherwise, it's lost. Thomas Bernard.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Happy NaNoWriMo!
Woo-hoo!
We are the second day into November. I hope you've started your process to achieving your NaNoWriMo goals. To give you a little bit of motivation, we are doing a month-long giveaway.
You've heard us talk about the merchandise of Write Selfishly on a t-shirt and on mugs and that kind of thing.
Now on masks.
These will be what we're giving away at the end. We will do a drawing on our Facebook page.
So what you need to do to be entered into the giveaway is to like our Facebook page and then find one of us on NaNoWriMo website. We will include links to this on Facebook, on the landing page of this episode, and in the About Me section on our website.
And then every day that you hit your word goal, you'll be entered into this drawing for the end of the month.
Just send us a message on NaNo saying, hey, I'm entering your giveaway, and we will keep an eye on the goals that you enter into the NaNo website.
This is simply meant to be motivation to get you to be writing your book.
For me personally, NaNo means a lot. I did the Camp July NaNo, and that's what ended with me having a finished book. That's what ended with me having Toxic be able to release and publish. To help celebrate that, we are going to include copies of our books in this giveaway.
Our goal for this month is to give you kind of tricks of the trade, little things to keep in your arsenal when you're stuck. These little tricks will help you move your story forward. That is the purpose of this month. So the first thing we're talking about is writing right, right now. So Lee, what is the biggest thing that holds you back from writing?
Perfectionism. When I hear the phrase writing right, right now, all I hear is writing right. I say I want it to be right the first time. I have to write it right the first time. And I don't track the right now part of it. Because when we say write it right right now, we don't mean it has to be perfect right now. We mean just get it written right now.
When we are talking about your NaNoWriMo word count goals, we don't mean 1,667 perfect words. We mean 1,667 words that have been written. It's far more important to write it right now than to write it right.
Because there is no right way to write, especially on a first draft. Word vomit if you have to just get it on the page. And that is the first trick of the trade. Just write something. You also want to avoid asking yourself certain questions while you are writing.
And I know this from experience. I built this list because I've asked myself these questions so many times, and every time it grinds my writing process to a halt.
Question number one, does this make sense?
You are not writing selfishly if you're asking yourself that question. You are thinking about your audience during your first draft. Does it make sense to you enough to when you can look back on it and polish it later?
Fix it in post.
Another question that I find grinds me to a halt is, what is the perfect word for this moment?
Throw in a filler word that you wouldn't use anywhere else in the story. Throw in brackets. Throw in an excessive amount of asterisks. Something that you remember that you can control F, find, and change later, so you aren't getting stuck on one word. Do not let one word derail your train.
Yeah, just keep moving and trust the editing process. If you have an idea of what happens next, write it. Don't let anything stand in your way.
Another question is a question of, is this redundant or is this just completely out of the blue? Is this continuitous? I don't know if that's a real word, but I'm using it.
It's a filler word that we'll fix and post. All you're doing at that point is just chewing through your writing time. Time is especially precious during this month because you have a lot to do in very little time. If you are rereading anything else, you are not moving forward. Just physics, you can't be doing both at once. So, best guess, I think I spelled her name with two N's and not one. We'll go with it and move on. The last question that I find myself stopping myself from writing is, have I spent enough time on this? Do I need to dwell in this moment a little bit longer, or do I need to push forward, move past this, hurry up, instead of enjoying the moments as I write them? This is often, for me, a concern about word count, because I know my target word count for the book, and I want certain things to happen a third of the way in, two-thirds of the way in. When we're changing these acts, I need to get to this point by the time I hit 30,000 words.
This is one thing that I struggled with in July when I was writing Toxic. I got to the middle and realized I didn't have enough stuff in the middle. And I worried about that. I was like, do I need to add things? Do I need to add scenes? And then I don't remember what it was, but I finally realized, if I need to add scenes, I will add it later. Let me just keep moving so I can get this written before midnight on July 31st.
For the record, if you know something is wrong, don't stop your thought process. Don't stop the pen. But if you know this is not the right word and I need to fix it later, I always circle it with my pen. That's what works for me.
I use Google Docs, so if I have a thing that I know I need to change, I'll just go and highlight it. So I found myself when I was writing Toxic going through hitting a spot where I realized, hey, this other thing needs to happen earlier for this scene to flow right. So I would do a quick search, find that scene that needs to change, highlight, comment saying, this needs to happen, and then went immediately back to where I was to continue writing. And it was just enough for me to say, okay, when I hit this in editing, then I can say, all right, let's add this, let's fix this. But it didn't distract me for more than 5 seconds.
All you're doing is putting a post-it down for yourself.
Exactly.
If you don't do this,
I would have forgotten a lot of what I needed to change.
So this concept of writing right now looks different for you plotters versus you pantsers out there.
As a pantser, it feels like there's a lot more pressure because we work so much on inspiration. We work so much with needing the muse to strike for us to work. So we sit down, we think we know where we're going, you stare at that page, and your mind just goes blank. I know this, I've been there. And I'm really sorry for all you pantsers out there. I'm going to suggest probably the worst thing that all of us have to come to grips with eventually. You have to work sometimes without inspiration. You have to write down ideas as they come. Whenever that is, whether you're writing or not. And this may look a lot like an outline, but trust me, it helps. Also, stop mid-sentence. If you just start reading that sentence, it can do a lot to help you find your flow again.
Plotters, you aren't safe from this either. If you're like me, you are interested in the story because you feel like the story needs to be told. You know where you're going with it. You know what's going to happen when. And so the joy of discovering the story, of responding to the characters, can be a little lost. So make sure you don't over-outline, especially for NaNoWriMo, because then you lose enthusiasm. Last year, I switched projects mid-Nano because I had one that I was really enthusiastic for, but I didn't know where I was going with it. I'm like, let's go find, see what happens. And now the other one is published.
So what are you waiting for? You're already on the second day of November. Get to work. Start writing. What is stopping you from writing that next scene?
make sure your family knows, hey, from 4 to 8 in the morning, every morning, I'm going to be writing. Don't try to call me. Don't try to come in and ask for waffles. I will punt you out of the room if you try to interrupt me.
I am checked out for this time so I can reach my goal. If what's stopping you is you're not sure what's next, what is the next thing you know is going to happen? What needs to happen for that to occur? And what needs to happen for that to occur? Work your way backwards until you get to the point in your story where you're stuck. And then write. And if you have to, if you are sitting there staring at a blank page, skip whatever is holding you back, jump to the good parts, and get into it. Just get those words down.
I find that when I skip ahead, I'm skipping stuff that I would have edited out anyway. So I'm not wasting my time and wasting the reader's time and then going, well, the reader needs to know this. Skip ahead, integrate it where you need to, move on. Leaving question marks in your character's backstory, in the world, blank edges of the map, things like this can be helpful in keeping your flow going. Because if you don't know, the reader probably doesn't need to know right away. So it's okay to have question marks. Be thinking about those not during your writing time, if you feel like they need to be fleshed out. But the most important thing is to always
write selfishly.
If you have a question or comment for our hosts or a topic you'd like us to cover, send us an email at writingroots@aspenhousepublishing.com or find us on Facebook by searching for Aspen House Publishing.
I will put you, the writer, behind the wheel of the squad car, walking a beat, investigating crime scenes, and sitting behind a desk writing reports. So, put on your Sam Brown belt, strap on your vest, and let's go experience what cops do and learn why they do it. Patrick O'Donnell.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Essis.
Continuing our series with people with advanced skills, we are getting into law enforcement, a very common character in a lot of genres. So our guest today is Patrick O'Donnell. Welcome. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So we know you wrote this opening quote, and that came from your book, Cops and Writers. How long have you been in law enforcement?
Okay. I just retired February 21st of this year from law enforcement. I retired as a police sergeant in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after 25 years of service.
Wow.
Presently 55 years of age, so that's about typical across the nation. To give your listeners some context, Milwaukee is a city of about 600,000 people. There's about 1,800 law enforcement sworn members, which means they have arrest powers. And out of that 1,800, there was about 200 sergeants. I was one of them. I was a street sergeant, so I spent all of my career on the streets.
You wrote a book called Cops and Writers. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The first book is Cops and Writers, From the Academy to the Streets. I'm an independently published author. That was the fourth book that I've written. I was in the middle of the second post-apocalyptic book, and I was getting deeper and deeper into the weeds in self-publishing, and going to conferences, getting to know people. And inevitably, it's always, what do you do for a living? What's your day job? And I tell them, and they had just a plethora of questions. And I was like, yeah, you should really just start consulting with authors, and you should be writing books about this. So I scrapped the post-apocalyptic book, and I wrote this book. I also started a Facebook group to see if there was interest in it before I invested too much time or money into this project. And the results were fantastic. People were very open to it. I've helped a lot of writers kind of write their way through maybe some plot holes or just does that really happen kind of questions. So now I just sent off the second book in this Cops and Writers series, and that's going to be Crime Scenes and Investigations. And hopefully that'll be out in September. That's what I'm shooting for.
Oh, that is awesome. And let me just say, I am part of this Facebook group, and it is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad. That makes me very happy.
So what do you see that really works well and drives you up the wall?
Most of it doesn't work well, and most of it does drive me up a wall. My wife loves shows like, you know, Hawaii Five-O, you know, all the different spin-offs of CSI, and most of them are far, far from reality. You know, it's entertainment. I guess it's not very exciting to watch a cop or a detective do 8 hours or 10 hours worth of reports after a 5-minute chase, and that's the reality of it. There was one TV show that I thought was pretty spot on, and that was Southland. What I liked about that show was it got the gallows sense of humor. It got the banter between the cops, and it really showed the human side of things that a lot of TV shows and movies, you know, it seems like it's one extreme or another. Some of the things that really drives me crazy is most of police work that's done, that's exciting, quote unquote, is done by police officers on the street. It's not detectives. Detectives usually show up after the fact. This is funny. We tease them sometimes. We used to call them third responders. But no, you decide to show up. That's nice. But the breaking down the doors, the car chases, the stuff that gets notoriety and the highest amount of liability are the first responders, the cops on the street. Say, like a homicide detective. You see that a lot on TV and in movies. They respond when there's somebody that just committed a homicide. Sometimes that could be a half an hour to an hour after the police officers show up on the scene. Then a sergeant's going to show up on the scene. That's what I did. And you quickly try to maintain control of the crime scene. You set up a perimeter. That's when the yellow tape goes up that everybody is familiar with.
If there is one concept that you could make everyone understand about law enforcement, what would it be?
I would try to humanize it as much as possible. Police officers, detectives, sergeants, lieutenants, captains, etc., they're all human beings, and we're all flawed. I think they do a fabulous job, and literally you have under a second to make sometimes life and death decisions. And I can't think of any other job that's like that. They're human beings. They're professionals. They are flawed. There's all kinds of problems, just like anybody else. It's funny because law enforcement's a melting pot. You have people from every kind of walk of life you can think of that becomes a cop. And use that.
You mentioned earlier the gallows humor of a lot of that type of environment. What other types of speech, lingo, or whatever, can people embed in their stories that would be accurate to the law enforcement profession?
Oh, boy. The gallows humor is a big one. I would be careful as far as using, like, cop lingo in your books because it can be very specific to department and region of the country. Some are very formal, some are informal. Personally, if I was going to write a story about, say, a detective or a police officer or whatever your story is, maybe an avatar city might be your best bet.
Okay.
And model it after a specific city, but you wouldn't name it as, you know, like Milwaukee Police Department. It could be Metro City Police Department or whatever.
In your quote, you said, put on your Sam Brown belt. What is that?
That's the technical name for the gun belt. Most people refer to it as a gun belt that are not in law enforcement.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier that law enforcement is a melting pot with personalities, backgrounds, everything like that. However, there is still a certain mindset that most police officers need to have for the job. How can a writer portray that in their stories?
I guess the best way to explain it is when I worked nights for 17 years. I worked a big chunk of that midnight to 8 o'clock in the morning in some of the most violent areas of the city. I mean, I was literally surrounded by gunfire every night. And most of the people we dealt with were either intoxicated, you know, by alcohol or other drugs. They were having the worst day of their life. And usually that's when they would call us. Or somebody else would call and say, hey, I think that guy shot on the sidewalk over there, you know, that type of thing. What I always told my cops is there's a lot of people in these neighborhoods that really like us and they want us here. You just have to see past all the negativity. Then in the latter years of my career, I worked day shift and there's more people out there that are just normal people. Something bad happened to them and they would call us. You can find common ground with some of these people, and now your faith in humanity starts to slowly restore, because it's really hard to get beat over the head night after night after night, like I said, and you forget sometimes that there's decent people in these areas that need our help, and they're very friendly, and they want us there.
So a good police officer really needs to have a little bit of an optimist in them.
Yes, because if you ask a cop, why did you become a cop? Most of them are going to say to help people. I know that sounds corny, and honest to God, that's really why they became cops. They want to help people, and 99.9% of the time, they do. But the gallows humor, to circle back to that, that's a coping mechanism. Firefighters are the same exact way. Sometimes they're worse. Anybody that's in a high-stress situation where you're surrounded by death on a regular basis.
One of the things that we advise our listeners to do is to make friends with somebody in the profession. If I have zero contacts in law enforcement, where would you suggest I start?
Well, you could start with me. I'll be your friend. You could also, if you want to be specific, like say where you live, if you want a, like face-to-face connection, not every department, but a lot of departments, especially big city departments, have a PIO. That's a public information officer. They might be able to help you. A lot of police departments have what they call a citizens academy, where citizens can go through an abbreviated police academy. But like I said before, there's police officers in my group. Another good group is the Writers Detective Bureau that Adam Richards runs. And there is a retired FBI special agent that's also in my group. Her name is Jerry Williams. She wrote a book called FBI Myths and Misconceptions, A Manual for Armchair Detectives.
Do you have any final bits of advice you want to embed on our listeners as we head out?
When you're writing about law enforcement, I guess I will reiterate, if you're going to be writing about a specific department, do your due diligence. Some things that writers get wrong on a pretty consistent basis is rank. We all start out as police officers. And then from there, you can branch out either into patrol or investigations.
One thing I'll add is that there is a difference between a police officer and a deputy. They do the same job, but if you call a deputy a police officer or a police officer a deputy, sometimes they get a little not happy.
Yeah, and the state troopers. Yeah, you know, they don't appreciate when you call them officer, but in California they're called officers, so I guess it all depends where you're at.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Patrick, for joining us today. Again, for our listeners, you can find him on Facebook with the Facebook group Cops and Writers, also by his book by the same name.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And for all of you listeners, if there's one thing that you can take away, it's do your research, take the time. Law enforcement officers are people too, but when you are writing, just make sure you are always writing
selfishly.
If you have a question or comment for our hosts or a topic you'd like us to cover, send us an email at writingroots@aspenhousepublishing.com or find us on Facebook by searching for Aspen House Publishing.
The world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Before we get started on today's episode, we want your questions. Every December, we talk about specific questions that we receive from you so we can answer them and make sure that we're addressing your specific needs. So if you have a question, contact us, let us know what it is, so we can answer it for you.
There are a couple ways to do that. You can either find us on Facebook, send us a message that way, or of course, the email address at the end of this episode is a great way to contact not only your questions, but episode ideas and commentary about how fantastic my voice is.
So let's get into today's episode. What's the topic?
We are talking about using your senses, not just what I see or what I hear, but what I'm tasting, what I'm smelling. This is a common bit of advice you hear from third grade teachers. Make sure you include all five senses in the scene.
The reason why senses are so important is that it immerses the reader into the moment with something that they can connect with that otherwise they wouldn't understand. While most of your readers may not know what, say, a homeless person who lives on the streets most of the time and never gets a shower smells like, you do know what a boy's gym locker room smells like after a day of football practice. These are small little details that you can connect the dots to give them an idea of the senses of what they're seeing, hearing, tasting, because readers want to be in the moment. They want to be in the world, and the senses is how you do that.
Not necessarily strictly smells, although that is a great one to give an idea of environment, but if your character can taste the rain in the air before the storm, that's something your readers can relate to.
So we mentioned earlier the five senses. We're aware that that's probably what you've been taught. That's what we were taught. That's what we were familiar with. But there are so many more senses than just five.
In this particular case, we're talking about ways that we interact with the world. Ways that the world gives our brains information. Not necessarily seeing dead people like the sixth sense or an emotional IQ, these other things that are part of the human experience, but literally how you get information from the world.
Physical interactions. The most common that you're going to be using in a book is vision, what they're seeing.
And this tends to be the default for a lot of storytellers because a lot of storytellers also watch TV, also go to the movie theaters. You see and you hear a lot of things in cinema, and therefore when you're seeing the story play out in your head, it's sight and sound based often.
So that's the second sense, is the hearing. Your third is smell. This can be so important. Because people remember smells really well. There are actually studies linking smell with memory. So if you can introduce them to a smell that they are familiar with, you are connecting them with a story on a new level.
Smell is closely intertwined with taste. They're right next to each other on the face, yes, but a lot of the words you're going to use are very similar. That saltiness, that nuttiness. Talk about tea tasting or wine tasting. They will say a perfuminess to the flavor, the bouquet of the wine.
Speaking as someone who has a lot of allergies that affect my sinuses, your smell affects your taste. If I can't smell anything, I really can't taste much. It has to be a very strong flavor for me to taste it.
This particular list has 9 different kinds. We got that list from TalkingMatters.com. And what we in kindergarten learned as touch is not only texture, something is soft or silky, but also temperature, something is hot or cold, but also pain.
Which also goes with hot and cold because a lot of pain is associated either with hot or with cold.
Those are all kind of in the touch category, but I wanted to make sure we talked about each of these separately because there are different ways for your character to interpret their environment. It is not only cold, but it is sharp.
You can also have balance as one of the senses. This is really important for characters who, I don't know, maybe are drunk, maybe got drugged, who are usually very graceful and suddenly find themselves tipping and unable to stand up straight.
Also, if your character has a motion sickness or, you know, is on a pirate ship, that sense of balance, especially if it's their first time, takes a little while to get your sea legs.
And then the flip side, get used to land after having sea legs.
And the last sense we're going to talk about kind of goes with balance, and that is proprioception, which is more or less your coordination, your hand-eye coordination.
It's awareness of your body, where it is in relation to things around you.
So I just wrote a scene where a character had a dagger pointed at her kidney. She could guess by his voice how far away his head was, therefore how long the weapon was. So without even looking, she knew where his wrist was, where his elbow, his shoulder. So she could disarm him without looking. That's a great proprioceptive ability and awareness of not only her body, but others around her.
So I want you, our listeners, to think about your main character. What is your main character sensing that you aren't writing into the story? What can you add that will add to the story?
One of the ways that I have dabbled with this in the past is by creating a character who is missing one of these. I have created blind characters just to see if I could get the reader to envision the scene without any sight-based elements around them.
So while you're thinking about your character, what they can use, what may help to remove from them, we want you to follow one rule. Do not use all of the senses at the same time.
Think about your human experience. How often are you aware of all five senses at once, or all nine senses at once?
Most of these are instinctual. Your proprioception especially, your balance, these are instinct. And the only time you notice it is if something is wrong.
And if your character isn't noticing it, then really your reader probably shouldn't be either. That especially is the case for deep POV writers. So somebody who's writing kind of like for first or third person from the character's point of view. If you're writing from an omniscient point of view, it's a little more fluid because you want the reader to be another observer in the story instead of feel like a main character.
So what are the senses good for in writing? What are they used for other than just to give a reader a way to connect?
Understanding these senses and how your character reacts to these senses informs us about the character. Is that smell of chewing gum saccharine, that sickly sweet? Or is it nostalgic? Both of those are very different from each other, but they inform about the character who's interpreting that smell.
It can also be used to set a scene. So you have your character noticing the weather, noticing whether it's light or dark outside, noticing what they can see and hear. When you dig deeper into the other senses, then we really get a feel of that scene.
If your character is stepping into an abandoned house for the first time, that musty smell that's a little bit moist, a little bit almost sweet, a little bit nutty.
Very stale.
I don't have to visually describe the corners of the room to give you an idea of being there, what it's like. If you are setting a scene, you are in cinema, it's called a wide shot. If you are establishing everything that's happening in the moment, using your five senses more than just sight is incredibly helpful.
But again, be careful about using all of them at the same time. go piece by piece. What do they notice first? What would your character notice first? Would it be the smells? Would it be the sights? And then as you get into the scene, separate it a little bit, get into those further details with the other senses.
And of course, just like those undefinable emotions that we spoke about a week ago, all of those undefinable scents and flavors, similes and metaphors are your friend. She smelled like a warm summer's day. I don't really know what a warm summer's day smells like, but there's an emotion and attachment to that particular scent.
The biggest takeaway from today's episode is consider more. What else does your character experience that will help the reader connect with that character? That is the trick of the trade, getting your readers to connect.
This is really the advantage of a text-based entertainment format, of reading a story versus watching it on TV. You can bring your readers to that moment with all of these other senses. And all of that starts with
writing selfishly.
If you have a question or comment for our hosts or a topic you'd like us to cover, send us an email at writingroots@aspenhousepublishing.com or find us on Facebook by searching for Aspen House Publishing.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You could be writing The Book That Changes Your Life, Brandon Sanderson.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses. Today we are continuing our series on frequently asked questions by you, the listeners, and questions that we see recur often in forums worldwide.
Today's question is, what makes a book unforgettable? What makes a book impactful?
So much of this is subjective, and it comes down to understanding not only your audience, but yourself. What's going to impact you as the author, as our opener implied, but also understanding your audience. Because if the book is a romance, it will not impact me at all.
But you don't read romance for a reason. So know your audience is the first key, and know your genre. We'll be talking a little bit more about knowing your genre later this month, but let's get into how to make a book impactful. First off, think of your favorite book. Why is it your favorite? Is it the plot? Is it the style of writing? Or is it connection?
The book that comes to mind right now is my favorite because it entertained me in a way that I connected with. There was an emotional connection there between myself and the main character whom I have nothing in common with, but I felt that character and the problem that they were trying to overcome in a way that I internalized as a reader.
And that is the first key to making a book impactful. You have to have some kind of emotional connection with it. It doesn't have to be love. It doesn't have to be the romance side of it. But what does your audience connect with to create that emotion. The biggest thing is that you need to have a real character. Your characters need to be relatable. They feel real emotions, real struggles, things that even though we have nothing in common with them, they live in a completely different world, a completely different universe, we can still see that character and say, I understand them.
The book that comes to mind right now, the main character was basically wiped blank mentally, and they reinstalled a bunch of programming to make him the ultimate CIA agent. He still has this not only moral quandary about what's right and wrong outside of his programming, but this struggle for identity. And a lot of the problem is solved once he figures out who he is outside of his programming.
And the one thing you need to avoid when trying to create that emotional connection with the reader through your characters is perfection. Readers do not connect with perfection because it is unattainable. They can never see a perfect character and say, I know what that feels like because I am also perfect. Another way to make sure your book has impact is to know yourself, whether you are writing for art or whether you are writing for entertainment.
There is a lot of overlap in these two circles of art and entertainment. But the way I define it is art is something you as the audience invest in some way. And then entertainment is just everyone ingests it the same way. Everyone solves the puzzle the same way. Everyone watches the Marvel movie the same way. Art should be a connection to the audience. You understand that piece of art differently than I do.
I will read a book once for entertainment, and then I will read it again to appreciate it as art. Art is why I read Brandon Sanderson novels, because there's so much depth there that I can immerse myself into the world, the characters, the settings.
So art changes you on the other side.
Yes. So let's go on to the next way to make a book have impact. If you want your readers to feel impact from the book, they need to learn something. This applies to fiction as well as nonfiction. A lot of nonfiction is out there to teach a lesson specifically, tell you how to do something, give you instruction, self-help, whatever. Fiction, though, there are other ways to teach people something. In this process, for a reader to learn something, they need to learn something about themselves. They need to learn something about the other. They need to learn something about the world. You can do this by showing different point of views. Not actually writing from different point of views, but showing us what it is like to live with a disability, what it's like to live with depression, what it's like to live with whatever, and show people a different way of life. How many times have you read a book when you're not feeling that great in your life and you see the challenges this character overcomes? Because you lived that life with them, at the end you go, I can deal with my life because they dealt with that and I lived with them through it.
Going back to the making sure your characters aren't perfect, if your character doesn't struggle with this, your reader won't either. Your character should fail at leaving the abusive relationship so that when they finally succeed, there's that triumph and there's a victory there that the readers can relate to. They can feel that and maybe have the courage to leave their own abusive relationship if that's where they are.
And in general, make the readers think about something, anything, if you want to have that deep artistic impact that we're talking about.
It was actually a theater teacher tell me that he would 1,000 times prefer somebody to hate his work than to be bored by it. Being bored is the worst sin you can have in the entertainment world. And that's something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about.
K243 CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Cash registers are ringing just a little bit louder.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.6% in June. After dialing back their spending in May in favor of vacations and other services, Americans spent more last month on clothing and electronics as well as dining out. Bars and restaurants saw their sales rise 2.3%. Clothing stores were up 2.6%, and electronics shops saw their sales gain 3.3%. The overall increase came as a surprise to Wall Street analysts who had expected June sales to fall slightly, though at least one economist suggests higher prices could account for the rise. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A California mountain town was evacuated today after a rapidly growing wildfire also forced the cancellation of an extreme bike ride through a region known as the California Alps. Meanwhile, the Tamarack Fire grew overnight to about 10 square miles and was burning near Markleyville, close to the Nevada state line. And the largest wildfire in the U.S. so far, burning in southeast Oregon, expanded by 62 square miles overnight as winds picked up. The fire is 140 square miles larger than New York City, and at last check was 22% contained. Federal officials have ordered the exemption of unaccompanied migrant children from a ban on migrants seeking asylum in the U.S.
The CDC issued this order on Friday. It confirms a temporary exception ordered back in February from a total asylum ban issued in October. However, with COVID-19 vaccination rates climbing, the change implies the Biden administration is considering a gradual lifting of the asylum ban.
Andrew Stewart reporting. Thousands marched around France to protest mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers and COVID-19 passes that'll be required to enter restaurants and other venues. More at townhall.com.
Pat Mortgage Corp. TV at Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $250,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
What's better than a mortgage interest rate and APR in the twos? How about a no closing cost mortgage loan with an interest rate and APR in the twos? That's right. We have no closing cost loans here at Cash Call Mortgage. We pay the title, escrow, and appraisal fees. So if you're looking to save a little cash on your monthly mortgage payment, call Cash Call Mortgage today. Our quotes are always free. If your mortgage rate APR is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and save you some cash. What are you waiting for? With low rates and no closing cost options, now is the time to refinance your mortgage. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
Lawsuits in California are seeking potential class action damages from Dow Chemical and its successor company over a widely used bug killer linked to brain damage in children.
Chlorpyrifos is approved for use on more than 80 crops such as oranges, berries, grapes, and almonds. California banned sales of the pesticide last year. Some other states, including New York, have moved to ban it. The lawsuits allege that at least 100,000 homes in the nation's largest agricultural state may need to toss out everything from sofas to teddy bears because they're contaminated with the pesticide.
Jeremy House reports the company says it believes the product is safe. Tourists and the travel industry venting frustration and anger after Britain reversed a plan to ease travel restrictions on France just 2 days after they were due to start, citing concerns about a variant of the coronavirus. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Notre Dame University announced a Chick-fil-A will open on campus next year despite resistance from some students and staff.
Senator Lindsey Graham declared it a big win and said, "Well done to all the patriots at Notre Dame who stood up for Chick-fil-A and against the cancel culture." He continued, "Always remember to order the number one with a Coke Zero. Can't go wrong." Despite the fact that students have overwhelmingly requested a Chick-fil-A on campus, some radical students and faculty at Notre Dame expressed outrage over the prospect of the fast food chain opening on campus due to its past donations to Christian groups and its support of biblical one-man, one-woman marriage. Patrick Frost reporting.
Several members of a multi-million-dollar online opiate drug ring spending time behind bars after their sentencing. They were part of a dark web operation based in suburban Salt Lake City that shipped tens of thousands of fake pills laced with opioid fentanyl around the country in 2016. More at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Sunday blood coverage is subject to policy terms.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your feline acting a bit ferocious? Does your dachshund seem a little depressed? Are you worried about your Weimaraners? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your pet's life, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle shows up. Hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. Yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is chewing or digging or humping, your cat's refusing to use the litter box, hates the new cat you brought into the household, scratched your favorite chair, kept you up all night, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. That's what this show is all about, helping cope with you, helping you cope with your pets, or more than likely, helping your pets cope with you. The phone number here, by the way, just a reminder, if you're a new listener or happen to be a regular listener to The Pet Show, everybody that calls into the show and gets to speak to me directly will be getting a fabulous gift. It's not for you. It's for your dog or cat. If you're new to the show, many of the items I give away here are worth $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call if you have a question or comment about your pet's behavior. And if you get through to me, a great gift will be on its way. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I'll give it to you one more time. 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for today's show. Hopefully we'll get to it all, because you know that your questions and comments are always my priority. Is there a pet guardian revolution? Pet guardians are now refusing to go back to work. They want to stay home with their pets. I have the real story coming up. It's pretty amazing. So you want to pet your cat, huh? According to some experts, you need to get your cat's consent first. Hey, Fluffy, can I pet you or not? And every year, thousands of dogs end up at shelters. The shelter can be a turbulent experience for dogs, and now research shows just how it affects these dogs, both physically and psychologically, and what needs to be done. Also, encouraging the older cat to stay in shape, perhaps some Persian push-ups or Siamese sit-ups. Plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, your dog's depressed, chases anything that moves, hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, or your dog legitimately believes that anything that comes near him, he has to hump, give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And here is the question of the day. I don't even have to ask it. I probably know your answer. Would you rather work at home with your dogs and cats, or would you rather go back to the office? Would you rather work at home with your dogs and cats, or would you rather go back to the office? Give me a call. Let me know. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me start this show the way I ended my last show in Los Angeles. You know, pets are there to give you that unconditional love that a human can't give you. After a long and hard pandemic, it's time to reciprocate that unconditional love by giving them what they need instead of what you want. 877-725-8255. It is the phone number. Let me get to the phones right off the bat. How about we start off with my friend, Linda. Hey, Linda, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call. I have adopted a cat 6 months ago, and she's 2 years old, and she was abandoned and left in a carrier with her babies, and they've been all adopted out, and she was. Now, when she came here, she was pretty timid, but now she's totally elusive. She will not come out except for evening wet food, and we'll feed her, and then she disappears. She disappears all day, and now we've discovered she's chewing up boxes and things in the closet. When I had her in a room with all her things, she was chewing up the carpet that was in front of her poop box. But we've ordered this anti-stress thing, and that seems to help at night. But now she's totally gone. When anybody comes to the door, she disappears for a half a day. And
what would you
do?
I'm ready
to...
Linda, you ready to what?
Go with other cats to be socialized or what? What do you think?
Well, you're not getting rid of this cat, right?
Well, I'm I'm trying not to.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you weren't behaving the way the cat wanted you to behave, do you think the cat would get rid of you?
Would I what? I'm sorry?
Do you think the cat would get rid of you?
No.
So, you know, here, no, and I mean, I come on the side of the animals always, but listen to me carefully, okay? Here's what I believe. I do not believe in a revolving pet mentality. Once I adopt something and it comes into my home and it kisses me and it pees, it's there for life. That is the way it should be. So now you have a 2-year-old cat that's been gone through God knows what, her kitten's taken away from her, God knows what this cat's been through, and now you have her for 6 months and you're going to give her away. Where do you think this cat's going to go, and what do you think is going to happen to this cat if this problem isn't resolved? It'll go from one home, maybe yours, to another home, and then it'll wind up at a shelter and ultimately maybe euthanized. So this is insanity. What you need to do, you took the responsibility of the cat, and now it's up to us to resolve any issues you may be having. First of all, what you need to do is you need to get the cat out of the closet. You need to start putting cardboard boxes, paper bags in a small room where you can sit on the floor with the cat. If she wants to go into a corner, I have no problem with that, but don't always give her the escape route, because every time she gets away from you and she gets not to be with you, you're reinforcing the fact that there is a reason to be away from you. So you need to force the situation. Over the years, I've lived with literally hundreds and hundreds of feral cats. Many of them, much worse situation than you're talking about. And what I would do is they'd be in a small room, I'd sit on the floor, and when I wasn't in that room with them, I'd have articles of my clothing around with them. I have a radio on a talk station, so they're hearing voices constantly. And at the same time, I might give her something to calm her down. But the most important thing to remember now is, why would you give this cat up? It's part of your family. And if it's part of your family, you made the obligation to make sure that you would take care of her. So what I'm going to do, and what I recommend that you do, is number one, get her out of the closet. Grow some organic catnip plants. Grow some other organic plants for her. Cardboard boxes, paper bags. Make her life less stressful. And by making it less stressful, living around the smell of your clothing that's not washed, in a small room where you can sit on a floor, where she's not near you at first but may see you, all of that's going to bring her around. You really need to build up her self-confidence and her self-image. And Linda, please take this the right way. In a situation like this, you've made the commitment. And when you make a commitment to a pet or any living thing, it's a commitment that should be for life. These are easy problems to take care of, but you need to put in the time and you need to put in the effort. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And here's the chapters. I want you to read the whole book, but I want you to read specifically on how to build your cat's self-image and how to build up your cat's self-confidence and how to create a healthy, happy cat room for her. Now, I want you to call me back in 3 months. And I want you to tell me how well the cat is doing. And get the thought of giving the cat away out of your head. Because there's no way that you should be giving this cat away without giving her a chance after all of the nonsense she's been through in her life. So anyway, don't go anywhere, Linda. I'm putting you on hold and I'm sending you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. There literally is a sign on my desk. You think I make this up. Once it comes into my house, and I've had as many as 30 cats, 20 dogs at one time. It's there for life. Because what happens is these cats and dogs go from one home to another home to another home. It makes them crazy. And you know what happens at the end? They wind up with no home at all. And we cannot have that. 877-725-8255. A quick break. Then right back at your phones. You know, what you feed your dogs and cats is more than just making them good looking or making them physiologically healthy. A good, healthy diet really makes their behavior better as well. That's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, I feed my dogs and recommend and endorse Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food. Because of that prebiotic and probiotic formula, it makes all the difference in the world. And I've been recommending Lucy Pet Food now for just about 2 years. My two rescues have been on it since the day they walked into the house 2 years ago. And I get emails and texts and calls every day thanking me for letting them know about Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food for their dog or cat. But don't take my word alone. This is exactly what a listener had to say about Lucy Pet Food.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy. But I thought, I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing. So my husband said, just order it. And we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better. And so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
You know, everyone says the same thing. Once they tried Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food with their dog or cat, they do become true believers. In fact, that's why it's being fed to rescues, humane organizations, police departments, even the FBI. And my guys, Molly and Willie, eat Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food every day. Now, Lucy Pet Food is available. Check it out. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com, or check out their website, LucyPetFood.com. You'll be happy, and I'm glad to hear that, but you know what? From my perspective, I'm happier because your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier once you check out Lucy Pet Food at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That number 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, would you rather work from home with your pets or go back to the office? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. Coming up a little bit later, a new study says that owners should get their cat's consent before they pet them. Hey, Fluffy, can I pet you? We'll talk about that a little bit later. But let me get back to the busy phone lines here. Let's go to my friend Al. Hey, Al, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
First time, let's go. Good.
Al, you still with me? What happened? God, first time. Listen, call me back, Al. We'll get you right back on the phone, I promise. Al, give me a call at 877-725-8255. Let's go to Victor in Glendale. Hey, Victor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. How are you doing?
I'm doing super. What can I do for you?
My dog threw up about an hour ago, and we don't know why. We were wondering, is there anything that I should give her to calm her system? Or
well, let me ask you a question. I'm reading from my computer screen that the dog is 11 years old, and she's a Welsh Corgi. Pembroke or Cardigan?
Pembroke.
Okay, so she's got a stub. Okay. Now, in terms of the throwing up intermittently, talk to me about the intermittently. What does that mean?
I don't know. It wasn't intermittent.
How often does she throw up? Frequently, or is this just a rare time?
Oh, it's rare. It's probably been a year since the last time it happened.
When she threw up, did it seem like were there food or was it just bile?
Food.
Okay. Maybe she wasn't digesting the food properly, even though it might be the same food she's feeding all the time. But if this was the first time she threw up at this point, I don't think I'd be changing anything. I would give it, you know, a stomach or a day to do, two to calm down on its own. Unless it gets worse, then obviously you call your vet right away. But it's not uncommon for a dog to regurgitate or a dog to vomit occasionally. Even my dogs occasionally will throw up. It could be something they ate outside. It could just be that they ate their food too fast or they're getting too much air. What's her health normally? Is it good?
Yeah, she's good. She had regular vet checkups. And
does she eat her food fast? Is she a nosher, or does she gobble her food right down?
Oh, no, she gobbles it down.
Okay, so let's try this. She might be sucking a lot of air in with her food, which can cause her to throw up as well. Let's try this. Let's feed, what's the dog's name?
Penny.
Let's feed Penny out of two dishes. Not more food, Victor, just two dishes. Keep them maybe a foot or so apart. So she has to at least take a break from one dish to go over to the other dish. I think that would be really, really beneficial at this point. The other thing that I would try to do, if you can, even though she's not a large dog, I would take her food and put it maybe the height. They have these height tables that you can buy or even shoe boxes. I would feed her a little bit higher. It might be that when she's older now and bending over to get her food, she's sucking a little bit more air. That might cause her to throw up as well. So raising the food a little bit and separating the bowls a little bit may be exactly what you need to do. If not, then I suggest giving the vet a call if it happens again.
Okay.
In the meantime, okay. Victor, don't go anywhere. What I'm going to do, Victor, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you a great product. Victor, I'm going to send you hemp seed oil, specifically hemp seed calming oil, which will absolutely be amazing for the digestion and calm down that stomach as well. It's made by my good friends over at NatureVet, and it is on its way to you, NatureVet Calming Hemp Seed Oil. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm going to have to take a break in a second or two, actually a couple of minutes. I don't want to rush anyone, so Victor, hang in there with me. I'm sorry, not Victor. Bob, hang in there. Larry, hang in there. Andre, hang in there. Great time to call me, by the way, 877-725-8255. Now, coming up this Tuesday, something I've never done on the air before. I will be doing a live Facebook feed. I don't know exactly the time. I came across a couple of boxes, literally, of tens of thousands of personal clients I've dealt with over the last 40-some-odd years. And I was just going through one of the files, and I'm going to do this regularly, but I was going through one of the files, and it was an old training file, across where a dog that was so overtrained that I had to literally untrain the dog and start from scratch. It was a German Shepherd. You know what? Let me. I don't want to rush it. Let me take a break. Let me take a break. When we come back, I'll answer all of your questions. I'll share this story with you and tell you how you can listen to my live Facebook feeds as well. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marsis' Customer Loyalty Index find out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Immartis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and flawless repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Moroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek. approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Now, before I broke for that last commercial, I started talking about this. Now, I was thinking about sharing some of my thousands and thousands of cases on both dogs and cats with you. These are personal cases I've worked with over the last over 40 years. Here's an example. Just going through some of my old training files and came across my notes on a dog that was so overtrained that I literally had to untrain the dog and start from scratch. It's actually a dog from Copake, Long Island. It was a German Shepherd named Duke, and the owner had sent the dog away for training for 3 months, and then more training and more training and more training to the point where the dog could no longer think or make any decisions for himself. But Duke was never trained enough for the owner, so he gave Duke away, and that's where I came in. So here's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to tell you how I untrained a dog. People say, no one can do that. I've never seen that. I'm going to tell you that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing a weekly or bi-weekly live Facebook feed specifically on case histories that I've worked on over the last 40-some-odd years. I'm going to be starting this Tuesday. So if you want to start watching or listening for those, log on to facebook.com/thepetshow. Don't forget that T-H-E, facebook.com/thepetshow, and I'll start sharing those stories. Some of them are pretty amazing. Some of them will make you laugh. Some of them will make you cry. But some of them will make you say, hey, you know, he was right about that. How did he do that? We'll talk about that Tuesday. Right now, great time to give me a call. If you just want to answer my question, that's great. I'll send you a gift as well. Would you rather work at home with your pets or go back to work? Give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I guess my next call is, we're going to Bob in beautiful Cape May, New Jersey. I know Cape May so well, Bob. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Warren. Hey, look, we've got an 8-year-old giant schnauzer, and when my wife and I were on vacation a couple weeks ago in Florida, really more a business trip, but while she was away at a home that's like a kennel, and she's been going there her entire life, loves it there, but she seemed to be very, very anxious, and you know the kennel owner, you know, told us that both our dogs are both giant schnauzers. They were both acting really, you know, they were anxious, like they, something was wrong. And anyway, on the last couple of days that the older one was there, she jumped a 4-foot fence. Wow. And then the kennel owner noticed this very large quarter size hot spot, which is, you know, a sore. And just wondering, you think there might be separation anxiety that's causing that or some kind of...
Well, you say the dog's been going there since it was younger, right? However, I hear stories like this, and this is nothing against the facility because I don't know the facility. But I get these calls all the time. My dog or my cat's been going to this facility for 10 years, 15 years, 9 years, whatever. But yet the last time he was there or the last time she was there, something unusual happened and the dog came back. Now, in terms of the hot spot, that can be caused by stress and anxiety as well. So that's something to take into consideration. I'm not so sure. I mean, I'm assuming you trust these people where you leave the dog. You've been leaving your dogs there for a long time.
When our dogs see the husband, he comes with his car, they bolt to that car.
It's something different and they enjoy it. I get that. But why, what, something must have happened this time. If they've been going there consistently all these years, what provoked your dog to jump over a 4-foot fence for the first time after spending all those years going to the same place? That's my concern. What happened differently? Was there another dog there that might have been stressing your dog out? In terms of the hotspot, I'm going to send you something specifically for the hotspot. What I would do is I would start maybe bringing the dog there. Is it far away from your home?
Oh no, a mile away.
I would start bringing the dog there maybe once a week, once every other week, just for a walk around the place, not leaving her there, to reestablish a positive scenario. Something had to have happened for a dog to have been going to the same place all these years, then having a negative reaction one time. There was either another dog there, a thunderstorm, could be firecrackers. I don't know what caused it, but something caused it. You should have a much deeper conversation with the owner of the kennel at that point. In the meantime, though, for the hot spots, there is nothing better for hot spots than my Hugs and Kisses supplements with lecithin and biotin. So I'm going to send you some of the Hugs and Kisses for your dog, Bob, but I want you to have a conversation with the people at the kennel and say, listen, I'm not blaming you, obviously. My dogs have been there forever. But what might have happened? Was there another dog there that was really assertive or aggressive? Something happened to make that change, Bob.
Okay. All right, Warren. Super. Well,
get back to me on that, but let me put you on hold. Let's get Bob on hold, send him a jar of the Hugs and Kisses supplements, and I appreciate that phone call. Anytime you have a dog or a cat that's been pretty consistent about their behavior, and that behavior changed, sometimes the first thing you check out is a medical situation, but the fact that the dog was away from home, and the dog normally reacted well there, but didn't react well this time, is indicative to me that something was changing, either at the kennel, or perhaps they had a dog there that was a little bit more aggressive. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Larry in Kansas, we got Andrea in Missouri, we got Kevin in Illinois, Cindy in Pennsylvania. We'll get to all your calls right after this, 877-725-8255. Yes, I'm bragging. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. The response to the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements has been absolutely amazing all over the U.S. and Canada. I'm telling you, the brand new 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements for your dogs and cats, I've added glucosamine. I've added chondroitin. What does that mean? It means your dogs and cats will have the strongest bones, the strongest hips, and the most flexible joints ever. My Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 now has, listen to this, both prebiotics and probiotics. That means your dogs and cats will have an incredible healthy gut and much better digestion. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is now boosted. Yeah, I boosted it with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. I've added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin. What's so important about lecithin? You just heard me give some away for hot spots. There's nothing better for your dog or cat's skin than lecithin. It'll help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin gone, bare spots gone, itching gone, and hairballs a thing of the past. It's also rich in antioxidants. And listen to this. You know how much I love your pets. There's no wheat. There's no corn. There's no soy. Why? Those are the most common dog and cat allergens. So if you love your dog and cat, and I know you do, you're listening to The Pet Show, give them my brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements every day. Now here's the deal. The Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is now available at Amazon.com, and it's a prime choice. It's also available at Walmart.com or Wish.com or my website, ThePetShow.com. So check out the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or if you'd rather speak to someone, call my office and speak to Julie. This is the phone number for my office, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word Hugs. So if you want your dogs to stay healthy and happy, and you want your cats to be healthy and happy, Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements should be in their dish every day. Check it out at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, or ThePetShow.com today. You'll be happier, but your pets will be healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the unique uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life. And brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Lucy Pet products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
DQ presents How to Do Magic with the new Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard. First, grab a Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard from DQ. With soft-baked Nestle Toll House cookie pieces and world-famous DQ soft serve, this matchup is the stuff of cookie dreams. Then grab your red spoon, wave it over your blizzard, and dig in. That's a magical combination of two classic treats. The new Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard. Best enjoyed with someone special or even more magic. DQ. Happy tastes good.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a...
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hey, hey, seriously, land ho, guys, land ho, right there.
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
I do love dogs and cats and all the animals out there. We're back on the Pet Show. The phone number, I got one line open, which is pretty rare, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Right now, let's go to my friend Larry in Kansas. Hey, Larry, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Well, we have she's 13 years old. She's part Husky, part Mountain Ute, and we always claim she's part Chihuahua, but that's just because she was real little. But she's our baby. We've had her since she was 4 weeks old.
Wow.
And she's getting older. And since she's gotten older, she started getting into the, like, letters or if you leave a napkin or a Kleenex lay around, and she eats them. And...
How's her, but Larry, how's her overall? I mean, I see from my screen she's 13 years old. I mean, is she eating a healthy diet?
Yes, she goes to the bathroom well, you know, regular.
Well, let me tell you, there's a couple of reasons that when a dog gets older, sometimes they get a little bit of dementia, and they actually enjoy chewing up paper. A lot of times it's toilet paper and paper towel, because those are treated with certain types of lanolins that are flavorful to them. However, if the dog starts actually eating the paper, it could be dangerous. It can cause blockages. Another reason might be stress or anxiety. Is there any big changes in your home? Any more stress, any more anxiety than usual?
Not that I can think of, really.
Okay, so here's what I would do. I would start giving her, rotating, getting her some new toys, even though she doesn't play with them, rotating them. I would take maybe one or two pieces of the paper. I would saturate them with one of the bitter products that are on the market and leave those around as a decoy. But again, at 13 years old, it could be something called pica. In other words, as we get older, we don't digest our food the same way we used to. I used to be able to sit down and eat a whole pizza with my friends. If I did that now, I'd be dead tomorrow, Larry. So come on, as we get older, the way we digest things change. So it's very possible she's not absorbing the nutrients the way she used to absorb the nutrients, and it's very possible that she might be stressed or anxious because she's not feeling as good as she used to feel. Let's face it, she's 13 years old. So I would try to keep the, I know it's easy for me to say, keep the paper away from as much as possible, put some down as a decoy, but also it could be a nutritional thing. So what I'd like to do, let's put Larry, I'm going to put you on hold, Larry, and I'm actually going to send you some hemp seed calming oil as well. I want you to start the dog on that. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. See if it doesn't make a difference. I get amazing reviews on the hemp seed oil. And I know you only hemp seed oil I use, by the way, as manufactured like right here near me in Southern California. So give me a call back. Let me know. It could be that she's stressed out. It could be that she's not digesting her food properly, or there's certain nutrients that she's really craving. Or it could just be that the paper has lanolin and she's enjoying the taste of it. So give me a call back and let me know. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. We have a whole other hour to go. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about whether or not a new study says that if you live with a cat, before you pet that cat, you should ask your cat's permission. Hey, Fluffy, is it okay to pet you now? You got to ask your cat's permission first. We'll talk about that. Also coming up, I'm going to talk about shelter dogs. If you've ever rescued a shelter dog, if you ever volunteered or worked at a shelter, a brand new study came out talking about not just the stress that we understand that dogs go through when they're at a shelter, but there's actually physiological stresses that they go through that a lot of people are unaware of. So we're going to talk about that, continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. Still got lots of great stuff to give away. The hugs and kisses, the cat's incredible litter, the t-shirts, the books, the hemp seed oil, the mushroom max. Great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we have Andre, I believe it is, Kevin and Cindy will get to your calls. In the meantime, 877-725-8255. If you just want to answer my question, would you rather stay home and continue working with your dogs and cats, or would you rather go back to the office and work with human beings? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift, 877-725-8255. You know, rescuing dogs and cats and animals is amazing work. It's very rewarding, but at the same time, it could be very depressing. I want to tell you about my good friends over at Delta Rescue. What an amazing organization they are. I have known Delta Rescue for over 40 years. In fact, I've known Leo Grillo, the executive director and founder, for many years as well. And Leo says, Warren, please let your listeners know if they can put some of their life's work into helping our 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and other animals into the future. I decided many years ago to make a personal bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. A bequest to Delta Rescue will help the animals not tomorrow, but right now. Help avoid fundraising costs and actually provide good tax benefits for you. Like any good parent, and that's what Leo is, a parent to all these 1,500 animals, he needs to make sure that every single one of the dogs, cats, horses, and other animals he rescued all across the country, from the deserts, the forests, the woods, all over, out of the streets, he took them all. He wants to make sure they never have to worry again. And believe me, they don't. By the way, Delta is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are really making a difference. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, big, small, medium, every donation will keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses. These were animals tossed out, happy, safe, love for the first time in their entire lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. You can actually read the individual stories about these pets that were thrown away and then rescued by Delta. Give them a call, 661-269-4010, and ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or just to make a donation. I urge you, the animals need you not tomorrow, they need you now. Log on to DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org, or call them at 661-269-4010 today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Over the past few months, we've featured several booming Calgary tech companies in need of tech professionals. Plank is a Calgary-based award-winning digital design studio making websites and apps for sports and health pros. Colin Zopa from Plank explains.
Essentially, where Plank comes in is helping fitness creators, people on Instagram and YouTube, further monetize their community and help bring them closer together through technology. So we do that by building custom fitness and nutrition apps that offer the influencers training and nutrition guide, as well as challenges, progress tracking, and community in order to have a little bit more of a dedicated approach and program through a fitness app that helps them achieve their health and wellness goals.
And the folks at Plank are looking to hire. If you're looking for a career in the tech sector, check out livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're back on The Pet Show. Andrea, Kevin, Cindy, Lisa. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. You'll be my first four calls. By the way, I do have one line open. Great time to call me when we go to commercial. I know it's tough to get through. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.